News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Should the possession of drugs be totally decriminalised? That's a call from a group of campaigners and politicians this morning as this working group in the Department of Health considers how to deal with the drugs issue in Ireland going forward. To discuss this, we're joined by social justice campaigner Father Peter McFerry, who knows a lot more about this than many people in our society. Peter McFerry, good morning. It's good to talk to you.
Morning,
and thanks,
Father,
for joining us. Should we decriminalise the possession of drugs? Discuss.
I think the argument is irrefutable. I think we should decriminalise the possession of small amounts of drugs for personal use. The arguments are really overwhelming. First of all, what we're doing isn't working. We have spent over the last 30 years, we have spent billions of euros prosecuting people for the possession of small amounts of drugs, sending them to prison, fining them, placing them on probation. And what's the outcome? The outcome is that more and more drugs are now available in every town and every village in Ireland. So clearly, I think what we are currently doing, using the criminal justice system to try and reduce the use of drugs in Ireland, simply isn't working, and we've got to try something else. Second argument for me is that this is an awful waste of money. We are prosecuting thousands of people every year for the possession of small amounts of drugs. It's costing a fortune in guard time, in court time, in prison time, in probation officer's time. And that money could be much better invested in treatment facilities. Treatment facilities in Ireland are very inadequate. There are long waiting lists to get into treatment. And in many parts of the country, there's absolutely no treatment at all. And I think we ought to invest that money that we would save from prosecuting people for possession of small amounts of drugs in treatment facilities.
Well, the latest figures from 2014, just to back up what you're saying there, is 12,000 people were prosecuted in the district courts for very small amounts of drugs.
That's right. I was in court myself with one young man. He was prosecuted for the possession of cannabis to the value of €2. The case was remanded on several occasions, which meant the guard they're prosecuting had to spend the whole morning in court, and on one occasion had to return in the afternoon because the case hadn't yet been called.
Yeah.
The person was given a solicitor at free legal aid. The judge asked for a probation report at the cost to the state. It was a total and absolute waste of time.
By the way, Peter, you said €2 worth of drugs.
That's right.
All police officers everywhere are given discretion. That's central to their jobs. Was the cop involved? Was he or she unable to use their discretion, or were they disallowed? Because I know a lot of police who would just walk away from that and say, "Look, just give you a warning."
The problem, it is discretionary. But if the guard wants to, the guard is entitled to prosecute. Now, in fairness, this wasn't this person's first offence for possession of cannabis. And I'd have to say it won't be his last. And that's my point. Prosecuting people for possession of small amounts of drugs doesn't deter anybody from using drugs.
Okay, Peter, here's the question that is asked all over the world, and I absolutely agree with you about the war on drugs, so-called war on drugs, has been a complete and absolute failure. How do we decriminalise it successfully? As in, the stuff that's decriminalised here is criminalised in several jurisdictions through which it has to pass to get here.
Well, no, we're not talking about large quantities of drugs that would be moving from one country to another, that would be imported. We're talking about, as in Portugal, a 10-day supply of drugs on a person for their own personal use. And in Portugal, they have decriminalised it. It's been decriminalised for the last 17 years. The results have been very positive. But they specify exactly how much drugs you may possess without being prosecuted. And if you're possessing larger quantities of drugs, then, of course, you will be prosecuted. And, of course, if you're selling drugs, you will be prosecuted. And that's the other argument, I think, that instead of investing money in prosecuting people for possession of small amounts of drugs, again, we could free up guard the time to go after the dealers and put their efforts and energy into trying to catch and prosecute
them. A final question for you, Peter, because, as I say, you see this on an operational basis every day. If it's legal, it becomes more acceptable. And if it becomes more acceptable, then this normalizes, say, for smoking dope, smoking pot, which is, a lot of people say, very dangerous for kids up to the age of 17, 18. It has a long-term effect on their brains. Is there a danger then that we're going to have a dope-smoking population that we wouldn't normally have if we decriminalise?
Well, the results in Portugal were that the amount of drugs, particularly in the 15 to 24 age group, it actually decreased. There was less of them using drugs after decriminalisation. So it doesn't necessarily have to mean we normalise drugs. And the way to avoid normalised drugs is to invest in treatment. What we're not saying, by decriminalising drugs, we're not saying drug use is okay. We're saying drug use is a problem, but here we have treatment facilities available for you, and we will help you get into those treatment facilities, and we will help you to get off drugs. If those treatment facilities are generally available to people who want it, then we're giving the message, look, drugs are not okay, but we're not going to prosecute you. We're going to try and help you to get off the drugs.
Okay, we leave it there. As always, words of wisdom. Father Peter McVerry, social justice campaigner, thanks very much for that.